markets gained after the release of the Fed minutes. Why? We'll share. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 11th day of October. Thanks for being with us. In other news, for those of you getting Social Security benefits, look for a raise, but not as large as this past year. Big news from the energy front. We'll share those details. A story about the broken student debt issue is in the news today. Some Prime Day data for you. What are shoppers buying? Some food news from Chipotle. Think prices. We've got the Wall Street Report and some positive news from the restaurant industry. For the interview, you'll meet William Collis from the Netherlands about a manufacturing crisis brewing in Europe and likely to hit the U.S. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. Grateful that you're spending some time with us again today. Reach us on Twitter, now known as X, at IOB_NewsHour, and on Threads, it's Insight on Business. Well, during the September meeting of the central bank, members of the Open Market Committee indicated that while inflation remains above the Fed's 2% target inflation number, it does continue to drop. It's a hint that the Fed will pause on any further benchmark rate increases, at least in the short run. Their next meeting, by the way, is in 3 weeks. This line from the minutes did hit Wall Street. The committee said, quote, generally suggesting that inflation is slowing, end quote. Given the uncertainty surrounding the economy, the Fed left its key short-term rate unchanged at 5.4% at its September meeting. That is the highest level in 22 years after 11 rate hikes over the previous 18 months. And yes, the markets did react, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Each year, the Social Security Administration collects data, then looks at how the cost of living might adjust the rates for people on the program. If you remember, this year, the cost of living adjustment was a whopping 8.7%, which was based on rising inflation. This year, the estimate is more in line with prior years. Economists are predicting a Social Security cost of living raise of 3.2%. Every year, the agency adjusts its benefits based on inflation. The 2024 Social Security Cost of Living Increase, or COLA, is going to be announced on Thursday. The program pays roughly $1.4 trillion in benefits to more than 71 million people each year, including low-income individuals with disabilities. Well, this bit of news had Wall Street buzzing. Exxon is doubling down on fossil fuels with the purchase of Pioneer Natural Resources for $59.5 billion in an all-stock trade. Including debt, Exxon is committing about $64.5 billion to the acquisition, leaving no doubt of the Texas Energy's commitment to fossil fuels as energy prices continue to go up. Pioneer shareholders will receive 2.32 shares of Exxon for each Pioneer share that they own. The deal with Pioneer Natural vastly expands Exxon's presence in the Permian Basin. That's a massive oil field that straddles the border between Texas and New Mexico. Drilling in the Permian accounted for 18% of all U.S. natural gas production last year, all of that according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. On the news, Exxon stock fell by $3.98 to $106.45, while Pioneer stock gained $3.32 on the day to close at $240.73. Well, here's an example of how broken, or it would seem, that the student debt issue is. Business Insider is reporting that former student Zhong Chang made an $18,000 payoff on his student loan account with lender Nelnet and he received an email reviewed by the insider confirming his payment with a message that it would be posted to his account within 48 business hours. However, it's now been over 4 months since he made that payment, and it's still not reflected in his account. In fact, his balance has grown due to interest that started accruing on September 1. According to his account, his balance now stands at $19,019. That's a $96 in accrued interest. Well, now he has a monthly payment of just over $200 due on October 15 that he doesn't want to make since he's already paid off his remaining balance. But inability to reach his servicer for guidance is leaving him in a state of financial limbo. And he risks his account being marked as past due despite not actually owing anything. Aside from frequently calling his servicer, Zhang said that he also filed a complaint with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau because, quote, it's probably better than doing nothing and calling just to get the same answer, end quote. It is an issue that many other borrowers are likely familiar with. Insider has previously reported both the Education Department and Services have said there are not enough resources to ensure a smooth transition back to repayment. Now, Congress does have the power to boost those resources by increasing funding for federal student aid, but with Republicans holding a majority over the House, that boost is unlikely to happen. Just makes you want to say, ugh. Let's check on some data from the first day of Amazon's Prime Day sales event. Bloomberg is reporting that price-conscious shoppers mostly snapped up deals on low-cost kitchen gadgets and apparel rather than splurging on big-ticket items. Customers spent an average of $38 during the event's first 8 hours. Now, that's up 2% from the same period last year, according to Attain. That's a research group that harvests data from credit card transactions. While shoppers are skimping on their purchases now, Amazon is monitoring customers' browsing activity so it can offer them customized deals later in the season when they're prepared to spend perhaps more. The chief executive officer at Chicago-based Ayton says other retailers are looking to draft off Amazon's sale and are doing much the same. So, if you peaked, expect to get a sales message soon. Us? Yeah. We peaked, but nah, didn't buy. If you're a fan of Chipotle, get ready to pay more for your burrito fix. CNBC is reporting that Chipotle Mexican Grill is planning to raise prices again. Lori Shalow, the chief corporate affairs officer, said, quote, for the first time in over a year, we will be taking a modest price increase to offset inflation, end quote. However, the company did not share how much menu prices will rise as a result of this decision. After peaking last June, inflation has cooled. Prices for many goods and services are still rising, but at a much slower rate. The 12-month consumer price index rose 3.7% in August, after climbing by 8.3% just a year earlier. But come on, Chipotle, fess up. Hungry folks want to know. Well, the market seesawed much of the day as investors took stock of some inflation data and worried about the minutes of the central bank and the benchmark interest rate discussion. Following a hint that the Fed will leave rates alone, the markets did jump back up. The Dow came off session lows to gain 65 points to close at 33,804, while the NASDAQ picked up 96 points to end the session at 13,659, and the S&P 500 added 18 points to finish at 43.76. From the energy front, West Texas Intermediate crude fell again today, off by over $2.20, to settle at roughly $83.67 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with the return of restaurant workers. Deep in the jobs report was the notice that restaurants hired some 61,000 workers last month. Restaurant employment has now surpassed February 2020 levels. But this hardly means the impact of the pandemic has been undone. Axios is reporting that had the restaurant industry maintained the heightened pace of its pre-2020 growth, restaurants would now employ about 1 million more people than they do today. Oh, there's no question that the sector has changed, however. Lunchtime in many downtown restaurant areas are slower, Fast casual eateries are booming, and employment at full-service restaurants declined by over 211,000 between February of 2020 and August of this year. So there is good news and bad news. I will share with you that here in central Iowa, where we do the business news headlines, new restaurants are opening up at breakneck speeds with nearly daily announcements. All right, stay with us for this conversation that's going on internationally. William Cornice is the managing director of his company based in the Netherlands. While we do talk about that, he's also very concerned that an important substance that's used in the manufacturing of nearly everything may soon be banned. But the problem is this: there is no replacement substance. Details on all of this are just a click away. And thanks for listening.